There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You're funny, scumbag. Get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that gets reanimated every year. And joining me, as always, is the mistress of the night, Lee.
Everybody knows I go bed. I go sleep. I'm mistress of the early morning. Can I do that? Can I be mistress of the early morning?
Sure.
As long as I'm okay with the day ball, I can be mistress. Well, no, that still doesn't work. I mean, because I can't really scare people in the morning unless I don't brush my hair and I'm under caffeinated. Well, that would scare people, though.
I'll take your word for it. I'm sorry, I leaned away from the microphone for a second. I'll take your word for it. I've not seen you that early in the morning. Every time I see you, you are well coiffed. Is that a word? I think that's a word.
Oh, that's very nice of you. That's very nice of you. Okay, but as our ham-fisted intro is, we are talking about horror today. We're talking about Dragon Con horror. We are talking about with Derek, the master of our Dragon Con horror. Hey, Derek!
Derek, how you
hello,
doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. So, Derek, this year, I know you have some panels you're really excited about. And before we get started, I have to thank you. Thank you. Wait, before we get started, I have to thank you. Yes, The Dark Tower is fantasy, not horror, although it has horror elements, just like a lot of other things. So thank you for agreeing with me, putting that comment out and agreeing with me on that. So thank you.
Well, I figured after that discussion, I was wondering how many people are thinking I'm the person arguing that it's a pure horror. So I was like, I probably should cover myself by saying, hey, I agree with y'all.
No. So, you and I have never argued that it was pure horror. So we've both said what we love about it and dislike about it, but we haven't gone there. And you haven't seen the movie yet, so we're not going to talk about the movie. But
from what I understand, it's probably best that you don't. But I haven't seen it either. So
weirdly enough, opinions I've heard have been very polarized. Like some people love it and some people hate it. One of my volunteers, Clay Gilbert, actually has been very defensive about it, and he's a huge fan of the Dark Tower mythology and the books and things. So I don't know. I'll see it eventually, I'm sure. So,
well, the way it's going, it might be out released on DVD before or Blu-ray or whatever before Dragon Con even hits, the way that it's been performing. So even though we only have like 20 or so days, they want to make their money back some way.
They will. They will make their money back. I have no absolute doubt on that.
It's sad, too, because, whether I haven't, again, I'm speaking and not having seen it, but Idris Elba is just such an amazing actor. Oh. It's sad that he keeps getting put in things that don't perform incredibly well.
Well, I will say he is amazing in this. So I have said that already on a prior podcast. He and Matthew McConaughey and whoever the kid playing Jake are, all of them are really amazing in it. So do not be upset or worried that they have ruined your character because of who they put in there. That is not true. Idris Elba, I never had him in mind as Roland. I don't know who I had in mind as Roland other than a younger across between Paul Gross and Clint Eastwood, somewhere in that 50 to 60 year range. But that's in my head. But that, I don't know who that would have been in real life. So, but Idris Elba fits my Roland. So I am very happy about that. He might not have been my first thought, but he was a damn good one. People did a great job on that. And And when he says, Derek, when he said, I have not forgotten the face of my father, I got chills. It was good.
Excellent.
That part was good. That part was excellent. Yeah. So, all right. So get off the Dark Tower right now. So let's talk about some of your panels. Well, all right. First of all, what is horror at Dragon Con?
Well,
and where are you? You know, and where are you located? Let's go over that. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Cut in and out a little bit.
She asked, what is the horror track and where are you located?
Oh, the horror track, we cover all aspects of horror across media, and we are located in the Westin. Our primary base of operations is the Peachtree 1 and 2 room. Now, we have a handful of major room events scattered throughout what I call Dragon Con country.
Yeah.
You know, just keep your eyes on the schedule and the app especially, and you know, they will give you more information about where those events are going to be nailed down a little closer to the event.
Hey, when will the app be updated?
Shut up.
I have no idea. That's not something that I actually have any control over, so.
Now this, because this comes up all the time, there was a few years back a delineation made between urban fantasy and horror, and what, in your own words, how would you explain the difference?
Well, you know, pardon me, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Well, you know, several years ago, we actually had the dark fantasy track, which encompassed both the horror and urban fantasy, even I think a little bit before urban fantasy really took off. And eventually that got so big that it had to be split into two. It's really difficult to say. If you talk to Carol, I'm sure her definition would be different than mine, but at the same time, Carol is one of my oldest friends at Dragon Con and one of my most trusted as well. And we actually work together very well in not getting in each other's way. And I think a lot of it comes down to tone, really. When it, urban fantasy often has a more adventurous tone to it. And there's more optimism in urban fantasy, whereas horror is often more about, you know, survivalism and, you know, being terrified. I know these are kind of vagaries, but really, I think it's kind of come to the point where if you look at the property she covers versus the properties that I cover, that kind of tells a little bit of the story better than I can express it.
So let me see if I can take a stab at it, and correct me if I'm wrong. So Twilight would be urban fantasy.
And, young adult, actually.
Well, but. Okay. Well, let's assume that young adult didn't exist. In this world of just sort of defining urban fantasy, right? Would Twilight be urban fantasy, but yet Dracula and werewolf would be horror, correct?
Yeah, I mean, but again, it depends on how the werewolf is being treated. I mean, there's a lot of werewolves in urban fantasy, but it's almost like a friend of mine once said the supernatural creatures in urban fantasy are often a lot like the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
They have powers, but they're not usually there to terrify, almost. It's can sometimes be a very thin line to describe to people. But
well, and I'll give you the werewolf one for me is Teen Wolf is on Carol's is on urban fantasy. Wolf, the TV show.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Teen Wolf TV show is American Werewolf in London, which they're making, I think, doing a remake of, actually, would be in horror track.
That's the way I look at it. The Wolfman is horror. I guess you would say Teen Wolf. I honestly haven't seen the show, even though a lot of people have recommended it to me. But also, my suggestion is to
just look at what's programmed and go to where you like.
That's more or less what I'm trying to get at here is, we're both in the Westin. You're going to get your slew of supernatural themed, and I don't necessarily mean the show, which is covered by Carol's track.
right.
But you know, basically, if you like supernatural creatures come to the West End, you're going to find some kind of flavor of those that you're going to enjoy. Actually, I find it interesting. Supernatural is a good example of something that shifted through the series, because I would say those early seasons are definitely horror, but somewhere around the time they started introducing angels and things like that in earnest, it shifted over into urban fantasy. I would
agree with that. I mean, I think at one point it kind of made sense as a conspiracy show, because we're trying to figure out why all this is happening. It was both horror and conspiracy in some ways. Why is all this happening? That, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's about angels and God. Okay, we're good. That, whoop, there we go. Okay, now the conspiracy is explained, and now here we go, right? So, yeah, I like that idea.
So, speaking of, you know, looking at the schedule, what kind of panels do you have or will you be running this year?
Well, we have a lot of anniversary panels. My friends from Horror News Radio are going to be coming back. And got several cool panels that will utilize them. We're finally doing a Friday the 13th panel. For years, people have asked me about doing Friday the 13th programming, but that's always been very difficult because, I mean, those movies are so fairly straightforward. Not really a lot that you can talk about unless you have actual, like, guests who were involved in them, I guess. But this year, I do have some people who can speak with authority on the topic, so we're finally doing a Friday the 13th panel. For Lee, we have a panel about evil clowns.
No clowns.
You know, I've had people calling for programming about evil clowns for years.
Y'all have fun with that crap.
Yeah, okay. And finally, I actually have some guests who have evil clown cred, and I think it should be interesting.
Evil clown cred is probably the one trait you don't want to see on a resume, but go on.
My friend Phantom Troublemaker will be moderating that one.
Phantom Troublemaker, let's try to think of evil clowns in horror. Pennywise, Bozo. Oh. There are many. Yes.
Well, one of the guests that we have coming this year. Oh,
Bozo's scary. Don't screw with me, man. Bozo is not
Ronald McDonald. You know, all the horror clowns.
All the horror classics. Sorry, I'm joking. Derek, keep going. Stop. Ignore us. We're terrible people.
Oh, okay. I won't argue.
Yeah, so I was gonna note that you weren't arguing. It's like,
he wasn't arguing that Bozo was terrible, though.
Wasn't arguing that we were terrible people. But Derek, you were saying.
Oh, my buddy Dacre Stoker is coming. He's going to be putting on a presentation about that traces Vlad Tepes from the real figure to the real historical personage, I guess, as Bill and Ted would say, to you know, to contemporary pop culture. You know, we'll be doing an anniversary panel on Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors. I actually promised people that last year, so I'm sticking to it.
Not gonna dream no more with Dream Warriors. I just had to do it.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And we actually, I'm doing an Iron Maiden panel as well. I actually threw together a last minute horror and metal panel last year, and basically a magnet to see who would show up is thrown together at the last moment, and a lot of people showed up, so I figured I would keep that thread going. So, also we will be covering some television series. We've got a panel set up for Bates Motel. You know, since it's the last season, we also have a panel about the Exorcist TV series, which was surprisingly excellent. So I was really glad that got renewed for a second season. I've got a couple of other TV based panels in there as well. Also, we have some literary programming. one of the panels is going to be centered around the most recent recent anthology, Knights of the Living Dead, short stories based in the universe that the late George Romero created. Keith R.A. DeCandido and Jonathan Mayberry, of course, Jonathan co-edited that anthology. They will be on the panel at this moment, so that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, and as Derek points out, everything is tentative. Even panel topics that we might have discussed here. If something should happen to change, one of those panels might go away or whatever. So, as always, take a look at the schedule. Specifically, probably the app is the best way to do that to make sure that it's still going on as far as the directors know at the time it's supposed to go. Because even sometimes the directors don't know it's being canceled until the last second.
I'll tell you, like my friend Phantom Troublemaker says, the panel is official when you are leaving the room after it's over, you know?
Completely agree. I agree with that Troublemaker there, because that is unfortunately very true.
I've amended it lately to say that it's not official until the Tuesday after Dragon Con, but, you know. Because who knows? Did it really happen? No one really knows.
Well, you gotta
find the YouTube video of it first.
Was that real or was that Memorex? As those old commercials, which many of you would not know are. Derek, are you? What panels are you sitting on? What are you talking about? Are there any things like that? Because you always have a really interesting perspective to me.
Well, right now I am going to. I'm planning to be on the Santa Clarita Diet fan panel. I don't know if y'all saw that show, but that was a really pleasant surprise that came out of nowhere. And
I have heard about it. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So yeah, but give people the premise of this show, because it's really odd. Give people the premise of this show, which is kind of odd.
Well, basically, they're kind of sort of marketing it as a zombie type thing, but I don't really see that. There's been a real push to go. Is this character undead? Yes. Are they a vampire? No. Okay, they're a zombie. Well, basically, Drew Barrymore plays a character who finds herself turned into a member of the flesh-eating undead. But she still retains her memories and things. It's not like she's mindless. And let's just say that it shocked a lot of people with how gory it was. I wasn't expecting it to be as gory as it was. I was entertained by the Trojan horse aspect of the show, but it's very funny, very well written, but also you have to have a strong stomach to watch it.
Yeah, it's like a hard R version of I'm gonna say this, and you may disagree with me, of iZombie. Of course, there's zombies. In iZombie, but without any real redeeming qualities that her character's actually not that. Her character's not that bad, other than the fact that she really there's no
compunction.
Yeah, it's like in iZombie they're always trying to solve crimes and fight evil or whatever. In her case, it's just, you know, her own personal life type thing. I'm just trying to get ahead, together.
That's how I described it to Carol. Actually, I said, yeah, it's kind of like iZombie if the lead character didn't help people.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was a lot more like hard edged gore,
right?
And she said, "Oh, so nothing like iZombie." I was like,
"Well, now that you mention it,
maybe so."
Well, the character is in the situation she A didn't want to be in, but of course, zombies typically aren't. But B, she has choices that she can make. She's still conscious of her life, like an iZombie. She has all of her memories, so it's not like a true zombie, Romero type zombie.
And she's still to an extent human. I mean, she's not eating her family. She's being very selective on who she eats.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Right.
Well, Sort of, I guess.
That is true. Yeah. Now that I remember that one episode thing I read. Yes. Okay. So maybe. Okay.
All bets are off with that show, which is part of what makes it so enjoyable. But
it is coming back for a season two. It did get renewed, is my understanding. So.
It did. And what a lot of people find funny about it, me in regards to it is I know Timothy has a body of work and everything, but this is really the first time I've noticed him in anything. And he plays this very awkward, like almost suburban dad type character. And that's what I equate with him, is this like awkward, weird comedy, as opposed to like the hard-edged killer type that people keep talking about. So just.
Hey, Derek, real quick. Your video switched over to your awesome. Video switched on. There you go.
Oops.
Okay. Thanks.
No worries.
Cell phones, wonders of technology. Am I right?
Yes.
Always.
Okay. So, Derek, are there any other panels that you'd like to, or are there any other panels that you're sitting on besides the Santa Clara Diet?
Well, you know, there are a few things. I've got a panel I'm calling Macabre Melodies, which is going to be about musicians talking about ghost stories and murder ballads, things like that. We've actually got a number of bands coming this year that kind of fall into this, what I call old-timey macabre feel. We've got my friends Valentine Wolf coming back to Dragon Con. I'm very excited about that. Band called The Long Loss that I have been wanting to see for a long time. They're very, very much influenced by the things that I love. And also American Murder Song, which is a band I'm really looking forward to. Well, I'm looking forward to all three of those, as I'm sure, as I've said. So, but, you know, I'll be doing that. You know, honestly, I prefer to just sort of sit in the background and watch panels. I mean, there's a couple of guests. If there are some guests that if they were to come back, I would probably sit in on that panel. But for the most part, I just like being the person behind the curtain, so to speak, I guess, you know, so.
Nothing wrong with being that person. It's always nice.
Plus, you know, Lee, as a director, sometimes it's just not good to be on a panel because if something comes up, you can't just leave, you know.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. So, oh, and I'll be on the Iron Maiden panel that I mentioned earlier, too. Sweet. So.
Okay. So, Derek, remind everybody again where you're located, and then we're going to get to a game here real quick.
Peachtree.
Go ahead. Peachtree.
Oh, Peachtree 1 and 2 in the Westin Hotel. We're not the Peachtree Ballroom, which, you know, the whole floor is called the Peachtree. Look for the signs that say horror on them, I guess. It might be the best way to go about it, you know, so.
Okay, cool. So I don't know if you've listened to the podcast. I think you have, since we've talked a little bit about the fantasy versus horror element of Dark Tower, but just in case, and if it's somebody's first time listening, we're going to play a quick game between you and Lee. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you three topics to choose from. You will then be tasked with first you, then Lee, then back to you, and then back to Lee, and back and forth, listing an item from that topic. So, for example, if I was to give you, let's say, Superman villains, you would say, Derek?
Oh, Toyman.
Toyman, okay. And Lee, you would say?
What villains? Whose villains?
Superman villains.
Oh, Superman villains. Mitzelplex.
Right, and then we go back to Derek and blah, 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 back and forth. Until someone runs out. If you happen to be the last person to give a correct answer, you get 2 bonus points. And by the way, we will talk about this shortly, but, in a future podcast, but yeah, I do know sometimes we have an answer that's incorrect. I don't judge on the answers. Oh. We self-moderate here. If someone calls it out,
what did I get wrong?
It was Starship Express and Starlight Express instead of Starship. I saw that one.
Right. Yes. So there is that. And I wasn't even really paying attention, to be honest with you. I just added up the scores to whoever was playing Lee wins. So anyway, so here we go, Derek. Here are your choice of three topics. Sci-fi. Oh, we already did sci-fi power sources. Oops. Why is that still listed here?
Sci-fi power. I throw in the towel already on that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fortunately, it's not a choice for you now. Okay. So Living Dolls, films in which Frankenstein's monster appears, or fictional scientists. So Living Dolls, films in which Frankenstein's monster appears, or fictional scientists. Which one do you want to do?
Frankenstein's monster. That's I love that character almost more than I love actual real people.
Wow,
so.
that's weird. That would come up. Derek, go. List one.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Lee.
Frankenstein.
Derek.
The Son of Frankenstein.
Lee.
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, which is a good movie. Call.
Oh, wait, sorry. Thank you. Derek.
Good call. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Derek?
Curse of Frankenstein.
Lee?
The one that just came out with,
I got to call time. Derek, do you have one more just to rub it in?
Revenge of Frankenstein, Young Frankenstein,
Frankenstein.
Oh, I didn't even think of Young Frankenstein. Oh my God, I'm a Mel Brooks fan. I didn't even think of Young Frankenstein.
Van Helsing, for that matter. Like I say, Frankenstein's monster is my favorite fictional creature, favorite character.
Yeah.
And Bride of Frankenstein is my default answer when people ask me what my favorite movie is. So, with that in mind,
I was trying to think of the one that Aaron, whatever his name is, the blonde guy that was
Aaron Frankenstein. I Frankenstein.
Okay, yeah, that one. Yeah, couldn't remember. Okay.
Okay, so Lee, here's your choices: mm-hmm. Clive Barker, mm-hmm. Clive Barker book titles.
I hate you.
Monsters, Masters of the Universe characters, or Disneyland / Disney World rides.
I'll go with the rides one.
Yes.
Okay, you'll start, Lee.
Oh crap!
Start, Lee.
Oh, he seemed way too happy about that crap. Okay, It's a Small World.
Okay, Haunted you Mansion. Lose automatically. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Go ahead, Derek.
Sorry, Haunted Mansion.
Lee.
I do that. Space Mountain.
Derek.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Lee.
The Jungle Cruise.
Derek.
Matterhorn.
Lee.
Dumbo. The Dumbo Ride.
Okay. Derek.
Snow White Scary Adventures.
Not going old school there. Lee.
The Alice in Wonderland teacups.
Yeah. Derek.
The Alice in Wonderland ride.
By the way, before someone corrects me, I believe the teacup thing was a Mad Hatter's teacup, but.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll take the teacups. Okay.
Lee. The teacups. The Toy Story ride. The Buzz Lightyear's adventure thing.
Okay, fine. I'll give that to you. Derek?
Horizons.
Lee?
The Epcot ball thing that you go through, but you're not going to let me have
that. No. Yeah. Huh? You have to tell me what it's called.
I can't. Future World?
Future is a world. There is a future world. That is true. Actually, it's Tomorrowland. It's not actually called Future World.
Tomorrowland.
But it's that's
okay,
not
Future okay, World. I'll do the Family Robinson Island. The Swiss Family Robinson Island.
I don't think Swiss Family had the island. I think that was I'm not gonna tell you who it was.
Tom Sawyer's Island.
There you go. Derek.
Journey into Imagination.
Which is what you were looking for, Lee.
That's what I was looking for. I don't think you're gonna let me have character encounters, are you?
Nope.
Like when you have to stand in line and get their picture.
Nope, but we will talk to somebody shortly about that.
We will. Oh, Mickey's house. The one you can go in with Mickey's house and play with the stuff.
I said ride, but we'll go ahead and take that since I see it seems like Derek already has this wrapped up. Derek?
Maelstrom.
Lee?
I'm done. I give up. He wins.
Okay.
I'm done. Damn, Derek.
Huh? What?
She was just complaining that you were too good.
How did you know that? All right. So did you like live at Disneyland or Disney World? What?
Well, what's so funny is when those three topics were rattled off, when it said Disney World, Disneyland rides, I was like, oh, I've got this. Yeah. In fact, I have joked with my friends for years about Dragon Con should put me in charge of a theme park track.
Mm.
You know, that because that's something that would actually very possibly lure me away from horror. Because I am a huge fan of theme park and theming and things like that. Even when I don't particularly care for the property involved, I just love the way you can create environments that replicate the feeling of being somewhere else, you know? Mm-hmm. So
very cool. Very cool.
All right.
Okay, but, John.
So here
good
is,
job.
Here
good
is,
job, John. I don't know how you did that, but good job.
Here's the last round. Derek, you get to choose. Superhero teams? Films where an alien invasion occurs, or role-playing systems?
Oh, role-playing systems.
Oh, boy. Derek.
Wait, what? What was the last one? What is this?
Role-playing systems. Derek.
I don't know what the hell that means.
You'll figure it out in just a second.
World of Darkness, a.k.a. the storytelling system from White Wolf Games.
Okay. Lee?
World of Warcraft?
No. Role-playing systems. I'm sure your husband plays at least one of these
Axis,
systems.
Axis and Allies that's through
nope.
Hasbro?
Nope.
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll give you one because I'm sure Derek has another one. Dungeons and Dragons would be one.
Oh, okay. Dungeons and Dragons?
Derek.
Okay. Chill.
Lee.
Arkham Horror.
That is a board game, not a role-playing system. All right, I'm calling time on you, Lee. I'll just put you out of your misery. I'll put you out of your misery. GURPS would have been another one. GURPS would have been another one. Derek, you have some others?
Let's see. Deadlands, Savage Worlds.
Star Wars also has a I forget what it's the actual called, what the actual system's called, but it has its own. The Star Wars role-playing game has its own system.
I dislike you so intensely, John Boutelle. It's not funny.
All right, let me add up the scores. And one more time, Derek, let people know where they can find information on the horror track on the web, where they can find you physically, and then any other information you want to give them. By physically, I mean at Dragon Con, not where you're sitting right now.
Peachtree 1-2 in the Westin is probably where you can find me much of the time. And as far as the web, you know, the best place to go from, I would say, is our Facebook group. Just type in Dragon Con Horror. That'll pull up the old page, but also it should pull up the group as well. So just go there, and that's where a lot of the information will be communicated. And, of course, obviously, the Dragon Con website is kind of the final word on guests and things like that. And of course, again, check out the app. So,
all right, cool. Well, Derek, again, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking time out of what is obvious at this point in time, a really busy time of the year for you. So, thank you for taking time out. Thank your volunteers for us. And we appreciate you putting on the horror track. It's always great to talk to you, and, hopefully we get to talk to you again next year.
All right. Well, take it easy. And, Have a good afternoon, since I can't say good evening at the moment. So,
all right. So until next time, for Derek and Lee, this is John saying peace.
Bye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.